Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
I'm going to make this short and sweet because if you try to deconstruct everything, because every topic in this world is really huge topics that has a lot of different avenues, and that's why you can have different conversations about the same topic all the time. Like you can talk about the same topic all the time, but have a different conversation about it. But the conversation basically today I wanted to say is that masculinity is not being destroyed. It is toxic masculinity that is being destroyed. The toxicness of believing that because you're a man, you can't cry or you can't have emotions, or because you're a man, you can go out there and just cheat and be called a player and it's considered a good thing. Our boys will be boys, or men will be men. Because you're a man, you have to play football or basketball. And because you're a man, masculinity, you can't be masculine and same gender loving. You can't be a same gender loving man and be masculine, you know. And basically, those little ideas are toxic masculinity. You thinking you can't hug your bro or hug your son or be with your son, be emotional and kind and loving to your son. You think you always have to be hard and mean and aggressive. You know what I'm saying? That's toxic, because you are a human being. You have emotions. You have feelings. You're going to need to be hugged. Okay. Held some time to cry from your peoples and all that stuff. And it's not gay. If you're straight, that's the problem too, because if you're really straight, there's no way that what you do can be gay, unless you're gay. Okay. So, but even then, there's a lot of same gender loving men that have a lot of masculine traits and more masculine than a lot of straight men because of how they maneuver through life, and they can get looked down upon because of their sexual orientation. You know, instead of being seen as the human being and who they really are, you automatically say, oh, because you see feminine ways or something like that, that there's no way that they're manly or masculine. And it's just sad. That's basically what they're trying to break down. They're really trying to say, these constructs of masculinity is usually toxic and not good and very traumatizing for the men, whether they want to admit it or not. There's literally an internal war going on because of how we socially construct what a man should be and what masculinity should be and what a woman should be and what femininity can be, you know? And it's not a good thing, because you're like human before all of that. So when people will be talking about there's an agenda against masculinity, and it's usually based off because people believe there's a gay agenda, when there's really just representation matters. You're just being represented. It's just very interesting how uncomfortable people get when people are being represented. It's automatically like an agenda. No, it's just representation. There really are gay people out here in this world. There's transgender people out in this world, and there's just not white people. There's just not black people. There's just like, we have, you know, Asians, we have Hispanics and all that stuff. So everybody being represented in movies and TV shows may be different for you. So therefore it seems like it's uncomfortable, and it seems like there's just some type of agenda. But you have a gay family member. Okay, you have a lesbian family member, or you know somebody that is same gender loving. So why can't they be represented just like you have been represented for all of television history? Okay, so basically, agendas is usually because of representation. It matters, and they're actually representing people now. So people's like, oh my God, there's an agenda. No, there's just representation. Like, you needed to be represented. Everybody else needs to be represented too. And it's just, you know, it's not masculinity that's being attacked. It is toxic masculinity. And one thing I learned about being human is people will run from themselves and like to be in denial than to accept the truth that, hey, maybe saying that blue is manly and pink is not maybe a problem. What does color really have to do about masculinity? What does the color you like have to do with masculinity? What does really liking football, baseball, and basketball really doing? You know, like, it's not really the representation of masculinity or manliness. It's just the sport. Okay. It's just the game. If you're into it, you're into it. If you're not, you're not. And just because you're not into it, it's cool. There's a lot of straight men with a lot of masculine traits that is not into certain things, but they find themselves acting like they're into it because that's the way society has trained us to be. And that's the way people say the man does this, a man likes this. We literally, basically, if you think about it, abuse our children into what we think something is. And basically the children, teenagers and stuff, are basically tired of saying, I'm tired of you abusing me into your religion, into your beliefs, into your toxic masculinity or toxic femininity. Or I just tired of being abused to believe what you believe. When in my heart, I know that, hey, I may not be in football and in basketball and I may be emotional and I may cry, but I am still a man. And my masculine traits is I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to make sure that I'm okay. I'm going to make sure my peoples is okay, you know, and I'm going to make sure I do what I have to do to live the best life I can live. I'm going to make sure I can hold my own. And if I have a family, I can take care of that family. And I believe and I know for a fact that if I have a partner, a mate, a wife, a husband, you know what I'm saying? That we're going to be in this together, and what they can't do, I can do. And what I can do, they probably can't do, and I will handle it. So it's not really about masculinity or femininity, because at the end of the day, everybody has a balance of it, no matter how hard people be trying to, I don't have no feminine traits. I don't have no masculine traits. Women have masculine traits, just like they have feminine traits. Men have feminine traits, just like they have masculine traits, okay? And the Tao may be more on one side and less on the other, and that's okay. But yes, that's all I really want to say, that we need to really get this stupidness out of that. There's a agenda. There is just representation, number one. And then number two, that people are trying to get rid of masculinity when people are trying to say no, being toxic and masculine is not only hurting you, it is hurting the people that you say that you love. So let's not try to be toxic, let's just try to be masculine. If you just want to keep the trait masculine, we can keep it. Let's not be toxic, let's just be masculine, okay? And you don't have to be toxic to be masculine. You don't have to be toxic to be a man, a real man. Okay. All right. So that's basically what I said. That's why I said, let me just do it over and keep it short and sweet. All right. So yeah. All right. So start with this gay agenda, this masculine, oh, the masculine agenda. People are just being they self. They're being represented. They're no, their social media and everything. Everybody is not being quiet. They're actually being open and being real. Unlike people in the past that couldn't be real. Okay. And couldn't be open. Times has changed. You either grow with it or get left behind. All right. That's the way life works. Okay. You either change, grow the hell up, or get left behind. And when you get left behind, your life is going to suck. Okay, I'm not gonna cover it up. It's gonna suck. So do the right thing. Be the adult that you say you are. Listen and comprehend and pay attention and understand, because you have the traits. You grown now. Okay. All right. Representation matters, just like it matters for you. It matters for the gay community, the lesbians, the bisexuals, the transgenders, okay, the straights, okay, the whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, okay, the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans, the Jamaicans. Everybody wants to be represented. So let it be done. Okay, all right. Anyway, holla at your boy, Larry Lamore, Spiritual Shock. Love ya. Bye.